Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Rain Man! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Excellent. So the thought is that clearly it's high time Aita Karanka got another Manager of the Month award.
No!
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Couldn't resist it, Rob. Couldn't resist it. Because, you know, after the debacle of the whole thing, finally, and 1-0 down against Wolves.
Yes. Really,
it's just the end, etc.
And then be the season changer.
Well, and thanks clearly to Wayne Rooney and Michael Carrick and
Ashley Young.
All echoing the quality of English penalty takers,
yeah.
You know, as opposed to, obviously, the wonderful straight down the line Stuart Downing and others. Success and happiness and Everton await.
Absolutely, a home tie. Brilliant.
This is Flying to the Moon, the podcast. Extra special package, the sort of postscript to some of the exciting ventures that Borough have actually been involved with, but also the precursor to the next home game, which, of course, should be a three-pointer, really, home to Charlton.
Well, let's hope we can win against Charlton and then continue against Rotherham on Tuesday.
Joining us in the studio for Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, ace writer Jenny Finch.
Hello.
And the full-time chaplaincy team leader for the James Cook University Hospital, the legendary Reverend Marie Edwards.
Hi, morning everyone.
And I say, the first chaplaincy actually I've known in my time within the James Cook University Hospital and Southside Broadcasting, going back to Philip Carrington, you know, back in the last century, etc., who's ever sort of had a sort of passionate Borough following. So, Marie, were you at Old Trafford?
No, we weren't. I was listening avidly on the radio with one earphone on and then one eye on the telly as the results came in. So.
Of course, as the listener may recall, the last Flying to the Moon podcast for the Fulham game, we said it was actually the prayers and the divine interference from yourself that was actually tipping the balance, basically. Proudly, I think we all gave 3-0, 2-0, 3-0 sort of predictions for that, and of course it was a glorious 0-0 with Ross McCormack deciding, shall I hurt the Borough even more?
Yeah.
No, he didn't, etc. And challenges since then, of course, Rob.
Yeah.
Cardiff?
Yeah, absolutely. We, again, couldn't score, and we were
Suckered
in the last few minutes. Absolutely.
Mugged.
It was a long journey home from Cardiff.
Mugged by the Welsh on the back of obviously the success that Cardiff actually having as their as Wales are actually having from that point of view. And then you must have thought, come Molineux, oh no, not again. 1-0 down.
Absolutely. The one thing you don't want to do against a team that's struggling even more than you and for confidence because they've been beaten 2-0 in midweek is to give away the first goal. Because especially when you know you haven't scored for so many games.
Let's give away the first goal then.
But I think two significant things happened in the second half. First of all, the referee had to go off and was replaced by another referee. And whether it was true or not,
it's a conspiracy theory, right?
Well, no, I'm just going to say he gave a few decisions to Middlesbrough and got the backers up of the home crowd, and that sort of puts the players off a bit. They suddenly think that the world and the new referee is against them. And then Stuart Downing came on and he showed his premier class, really, in passing the ball around and carrying everybody down and picking out players to help us get back in there. Obviously, Fabrini had to score the goal. It was from down into pass. It was a great, great finish. And once we'd scored the goal, the confidence came flooding back. And then, of course, winning that game, you take that confidence into Manchester United and you go into it and think that in some ways you've got nothing to lose. You've got 10,000 fans behind you, loads of young kids, lots of young kids going to the first ever home game because it was only £5. It was half term for the children. Oh. So, you know, great first game. And then, obviously, you go into it with a game plan to stifle Man United, hit them on the break, and you realise that Man United are playing quite poorly, really. Well, and you've got to... Yeah, you're saying, well...
Sorry. I mean, as a City fan, you appreciate why I sent you the text. You know,
absolutely.
Good penalties. Marvellous on that basis. It would seem that Louis van Gaal was a little bit disappointed in the end to go out of the trophy for his after-match interviews.
He said he was well lucky, didn't he?
Mm, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I think it's something to do with his hair. You know, Louis van Gaal, Donald Trump, Louis van Gaal. It's difficult to know where we're going. Maria, from your own perspective, did you expect a result against Manchester United in your heart of hearts?
Or was it a case of... I think everybody expects when you play a big club like Man U that they're probably going to win.
Sorry, big club like Man U.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how a lot of people see them. You just expect them to kind of win. You just sort of hope we make it as difficult as possible for them. Mm. But I think the longer the game went on and the closer it got to sort of full time and then end of extra time and it was still 0-0, you kind of think, well, actually, anything can happen in penalties because everyone's on more of a less of a living playing field then, really. One person, one ball, one goalie.
It presupposes you will score, of course.
Yes, that's true.
Normally they're sort of doing Grant Leonard better, obviously, did that to start off with, Rob.
Yeah, well, he'd obviously taken his first penalty of the season at Wolves the week before and blasted that in, and then he blasted it home, didn't he? He set the sort of standard, and a fantastic save from Wayne Rooney from Thomas Callas down by his post. Tremendous save.
Is it Callas or Mahias?
Yeah, Thomas Mahias.
I mean, you are the Borough expert, so I just thought, nicely put together. And, of course, just the one miss from Middlesbrough, which was the second one up, because I thought they were going to go 2-0 up.
David Nugent, who's taken penalties for Leicester. But he did miss a few for Leicester, I seem to remember.
But other than that, of course, the other winning penalties.
Downing, Gibson.
Exactly.
And then the pressure comes to, on that. Well, obviously, Carrick blasted it over the top. Mm. And then Ashley Young. I seem to remember Ashley Young missing for England before,
It's all there.
Is that their fourth loss in a penalty shootout in a row for Man United? That's not really luck, is it?
Exactly.
Is it third? Okay, so I'm
Jenny's on the case. The next exactly. One as well. Come from all sorted through that. Did you think it was going to go like Liverpool when it went to penalties? Do you think, oh, well, we might as well be in for the 19th?
I thought when it went to extra time, you just think it's going to go to penalties, isn't it? It was really... As full time as it rolled towards 90 minutes, both teams absolutely went for it. I don't think either team really wanted to go didn't want to go on to extra time. But when extra time comes, it often like settles down again, doesn't it? And you just think, oh, it's penalties. But no, I think the Liverpool thing is very much a one off. You looked around as well at the Middlesbrough players and thought, there's not a lot of penalty takers on there, as far as I know. There's not a lot of forwards left on. And obviously I didn't know about the history to do with Manchester United, but going into that game, you were asking if we expected the result, and obviously Man United brushed aside Ipswich in the last round 3-0, and although they rested quite a lot of players, they had a very strong back line, didn't they? And the bench was very formidable.
It's the first time you've been back at Old Trafford for a decade, presumably.
Oh, yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Jenny, again, you shared the stresses and strains, and although clearly you're more a follower of the lozenge-shaped ball, or the sort of area of that, and I mean, I've got no interest. I think it's a couple of Southern Hemisphere countries that are actually playing tomorrow at some sort of time.
Yeah,
really.
It's been for a couple of weeks now.
It's not that we're biased, but, you know, with a single Northern Hemisphere country in there, what is the point, really? obviously, there's a certain point, and we look forward to seeing Australia win. But in terms of... Yes, Jenny, I am stating now that, you know, Advance Australia Fair will be the Rugby World Cup sort of anthem. I have a feeling in my bones. But from your own point of view, you were following Liverpool last year with the Cup, this time Manchester United. Your thoughts? I mean, you did say that it's a little surprise Rob wasn't around for the Book of the Month production because he's probably still celebrating.
Absolutely. But if we do go back a decade, the one team Manchester United always had trouble with in the Premiership was Middlesbrough. Beat them over and over again, and maybe that's in the DNA now. They've never been able to be comfortable beating Middlesbrough.
Well, that's the reason they signed Gary Pallister, I suppose, really. Get things sorted through on that basis. Consistency maintains it. We're going to be talking a bit about Charlton Athletic and a few other sort of aspects, including, of course, the conclusion to a highly successful Discover Middlesbrough event and series from that point of view. So great stuff as far as that's concerned. Did you get to any of the Discover Middlesbrough events, Jenny?
I didn't, unfortunately.
Neither did I.
It's not finished yet.
There you are, you see. That's the reason why Rob is the maestro behind Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualifying nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or visit our website, rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3 grams of
magnesium. Hang on. I've got a pen.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, oh, then right. You can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
So a week ago, I was actually at Halloween at York Maze. In fact, acting as a model, Rob. A model for pumpkin carvers.
And, really?
We actually did put up on Facebook. Yeah, I know, exactly. And? Just put pumpkin on my head, and that's what you got. Alex Pumpkinhead doing his whole thing. If you've had a chance to have a look at the Facebook thing, you might like to comment on which was the winning sort of package. We'll pull it up in a few seconds, but that's just part of the whole thing. Maybe discover Middlesbrough could be a whole new area. How has it gone, Rob? And if people are listening to this on the Friday before, of course, October 31st arrives, All Souls Eve, of course, what's the Discover Middlesbrough event been like?
It's been okay. It's always you're always taking on the weather in October, but that's part of the reason to do it, because there's a school holidays, you know, this week, and you want people, encourage people to still go out. So we started with something called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, which was just sort of challenging people to go out into the middle of town and have fun, really. We had lots of guided tours of buildings that people could look around in twilight, like the Town Hall and the Empire, and also going up to the top of the Transporter Bridge.
And how was that, Rob?
It was great, actually. It was a brilliant view. I would recommend anybody go up the new lift. It's really good. It's really quick.
Marie, did you avail yourself of Discover Middlesbrough? Did you say, I already know where it is?
Yeah, no, I didn't, unfortunately. Yeah, we haven't got a spare minute in our week.
You see, that's the cool thing. Yes, the two pumpkins, which I hold up, now again, they're on Facebook. Oh, right. If you want to go to the Southside Broadcasting Facebook page, they're the sort of the two. Now, one of those is actually more me than another one. I don't know if you've identified which one. It was actually the one on the left, I think. The one with a slightly quirky smile. The other one's a bit mean. I thought, a bit mean, yeah. It was a bit angry,
Was that your reaction after the two League Cup results at Manchester 5-1. City and Man United?
I thought quirky smile is all about. Very good. 5-1 against Crystal Palace, very solid result.
And Middlesbrough beating Man United,
of course. Exactly. Separate in a home tie for City against Hull City, which should be, I think, perfectly manageable from that point of view. I look forward to playing Everton in the semi final. Kidding.
Boo! The sound of listeners switching off. All over the country. All over cyberspace.
Of course not, because clearly Roberto Martinez, I'm sure, will be an interesting challenge. And it's a home tie, Rob.
That's a rarity, isn't
exactly.
It really is.
A home tie for the quarterfinals of the Capital One Cup.
Yeah, it's a good chance, isn't it? A good chance to sort of... It all stops for Christmas, so if you can possibly win that, then you've got lots to look forward
to. Yeah. And there is that sort of sense that Liverpool might be dark horses, I feel, under Jurgen Klopp for the competition.
Well, there's not a lot left, is there?
Klopp could be there. But, you know, and I suppose you could argue Sheffield Wednesday, our very own Tony McDonagh, who's still celebrating the 3-0 result against Arsenal. Chelsea, meanwhile, it's all down to Eva Canero. Jenny, yes. Charlton Athletic. What did Millwall fans, when you were obviously in your Essex sort of days, what did they make of Charlton? Was it a case of, we love the Valley, really, secretly? We love them, and we look forward to them performing well against Middlesbrough tomorrow. What's the zone?
Millwall just hated everybody, even other Millwall fans. You just never went to the Millwall ground. Charlton Athletic never really registered on anyone's radar when I was down there at all. We had Colchester, who beat Leeds, and that was about as far as we ever got, really.
Yeah, we should really have a moment's silence for the demise of Leeds United. No. Once again, it's great to have an Italian in there who actually believes in comedic punches on a regular basis. Apparently, Marie, he wanders through when he is actually allowed in the country and actually allowed to be in Leeds.
Which is rare. He
will often give comedy punches to any member of staff that encounters him in the corridor, sort of made to actually punch you in the plexus and pull away and just smile, you know?
That's very nice.
Well, it's a possible management tool to maybe consider not.
It's Steve Evans' birthday today as well.
Exactly. You see, the sort of line, the current incarnation of the man who's in charge of Leeds for, let's face it, about another 3.5 months.
He's wearing his lucky sombrero, perhaps.
Exactly. I think 3.5 months is the average sort of routine for that. When do Middlesbrough play Leeds again in terms of the sequence? Well, it's not for quite some time, actually. We're up against Leeds in 2016, and it will be on February the 13th.
Valentine's present. Will Steve still be there? Will he still be there?
But Cheltenham Athletic, again, as we said at the start, Middlesbrough currently fourth in the Championship, and clearly the official line is promotion must be the priority.
Yeah,
and,
we need to make sure we don't slip into the same trap we did against Fulham. We need to score goals, and obviously it's looking like a straightforward game, isn't it? Because Charlton the way that club is run, should we put it that way? They've just appointed a manager from Belgian football, from the third tier of Belgian football, which is quite an amazing
idea. Bit of an indictment as well on the availability of English managers, one might have said, so there are a few actually around out there that could.
Well, I wonder what the equivalent is of the third tier of Belgian football in English
Lincoln
football.
Lincoln City.
It would be below Lincoln, I would have thought.
Below Lincoln City in the National League?
Gateshead?
I would have thought.
No, they're in the same league as Lincoln City. National League. Yeah. Gateshead is astounding. Still, Mr. Moyes in charge of Lincoln City. Not David, another Moyes. Moyles, actually.
Oh, right, Moyles. Yeah, so I'm going to meet my friend Paul Breen, who's an author. He wrote a book called The Charlton Men, which is... and he's coming up tomorrow. He wrote a blog about Middlesbrough, saying how fantastic Middlesbrough was. He spent the day looking around Middlesbrough last year when Charlton played, and then he was invited back, and we took him to some the very few places that he'd missed because he spent the whole day wandering around. And he's coming up again tomorrow, Saturday, on the train, and I'm going to meet him. We're going to go on as one of the last the last two Discover Middlesbrough events, which is the Hidden Women. Where you pick up a guide from MEMA any time after 12, and you can walk around a tour of Middlesbrough at various points where women from the past have done speeches or have done something. And I think it's called Hidden Women because they're probably not...
So do we get Hilda making her speech about... I think it was Hilda who effectively, MP back in the 1920s at the general strike, complaining about the BBC's bias when they refused to cover the general strike aspects. Was she there?
Was that not... Ellen Wilkinson.
Ellen Wilkinson, you're quite right.
Red
exactly.
Ellen, is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
And she was the letter of the MP with the Jarrow March? I don't know.
Well,
you'll have to go on the...
She's hiding. Exactly. It's all sorts to do there. Of course, you mentioned something about the wonderfulness of Middlesbrough. We won't give a mention for Claire Margerison, who's based in Harrogate, which is also a level 3 student at the University of Lincoln reading English. But she was singing the praises of the hospital for her recent hospital treatment that she was had up here. So she's much, much better than Harrogate. She felt as though she'd been looked after at James Cook University Hospital.
Good.
There we are. There's a bit of corporate tick boxes there.
Yes,
so
yes,
I mentioned that. Exactly. Jenny, any other quick thoughts or questions? Would you like to predict the score against Charlton Athletic tomorrow? Or today, if you're listening to it today, or it might have already been gone, but you can listen to the podcast at any stage.
I would say probably 2-1 to Middlesbrough, because they're not quite in their striking groove yet, but hopefully they will be.
I think I'll go for a 3-0 once again. Marie?
I'll go 3-1.
You'll be there, of course.
Yes, we will.
Full scarves, everything else. Will you be booking tickets for the Everton game?
We're going to have to wait and see. We've got some table tennis competitions coming up, but I need to just make sure we don't clash.
So. See, it's like it's like the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your table tennis, not ping pong. Let's keep it straight here. It's table tennis.
I do call it ping pong, and I get told off for that.
Exactly. Politically correct table tennis, and of course the upcoming sort of game against Everton. Of course, after that, Rob, we have another home tie, which is Rotherham.
That's right, on Tuesday night. Steve Evans. We mentioned Steve Evans. His old club.
Again, something you'd expect to really get a full 3 points for, so you can actually, if not sort of overtake Brighton at the top, you will certainly be sort of well in contention.
Absolutely, in the groove. That's what you want to do. If you've got the two home games together, you want to take advantage and get 6 points, don't you?
And then it's a derby. Well, it's classed as a derby, after a fashion. It's Steve Bruce and his boys from Hull City.
Yeah, the other side of... what was Yorkshire?
Yeah, 86 miles south of where this studio is at this particular moment in time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doing that journey very well, but you'll be in Hull, and again, that'll be an interesting test, I would have thought.
Yes, I expect Hull to get stronger as this campaign goes on and show the strength in the... They've got a little bit of strength and depth in the squad.
And, of course, they also got through on penalties.
Yeah, of
course. Beating Leicester City.
Yeah.
And finally, of course, the next Flight of the Moon podcast will be ahead of the Queen's Park Rangers game, who, again, might be beginning to improve and get into their stride. So, interesting times.
And that's a Friday. The match is on the Friday.
Sure, there we are. So, that's squeezing all sorts of things there. So, that's it, then. More Discover Middlesbrough stuff you'd like to mention? Hidden Women or anything else? We're all sorted out from that. We'll have a review of that from that particular perspective. Marie is obviously putting on the magical side of things. I'll be excommunicated before too long, honestly. Exactly. There will be great things happening with respect to the Riverside. As I say, Marie, for so long it was Father Paul Farrer who would like carry the flag, etc. So it's nice to see that you're keeping the thing going from that perspective. Yes. And of course, you have how many season tickets in your family?
Five.
Five. Wow.
That's almost half a player, you know, in terms of... that's phenomenal stuff there. Jenny, thank you for joining us today on Flying to the Moon podcast special for Charlton Athletic. I think we all pretty much know what the final few words need to be. Or Rob, do you need to do a final bit of coaching for this sort of scenario? The seven words, that kind of lifetime opportunity. Okay.
We need the same.
I think so. We do. Do you want the programme?
I know it.
We've forgotten one crucial thing, of course. How do people subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon? The magazine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, because you can still subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
We're three down, aren't we, in the seas?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Go to the website, www.fmttm.com, click on subscribe, or email at fmttmadmin@gmail.com.
And the end of this particular podcast goes with a one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.